A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people were added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The Word of the Lord. We in the 21st century are far removed from the first century when the church was being born. Bringing a modern mindset to these times, we tend to think rather simplistically about how it all happened. We think that the apostles and the disciples knew what they were doing, that things rather fell into place, and that some things came about miraculously. Studies by scripture scholars and historians reveal a more chaotic beginning. Our early ancestors were more often bewildered about all that was taking place. We get the sense of that in the account of the two disciples on their way to Emmaus. And we get a taste of that bewilderment as well in the account from Acts just proclaimed. Stephen's testimony before his stoning brought on a fierce persecution of those who followed the way, as following Jesus the Christ was first named. Disciples fleeing for their lives scattered in all directions, and they began preaching about Jesus wherever they landed, but only to the Jews. And that shouldn't seem strange to us, because it didn't occur to them to preach the good news to anyone else. Raised Jews, they believed themselves to be God's chosen people, and this message about Jesus was meant only for them. They didn't consider what Jesus was teaching another religion. Jesus' teachings were a better way to live their Jewish faith, and they were eager to proclaim that to their fellow Jews. Then along came Jewish Cypriots and Cyrenians who begin to preach the good news of Jesus to the Greeks. I imagine that this, no doubt, caused quite a stir. These were foreigners, non-Jews. Note that the church in Jerusalem, hearing this, sent Barnabas to check out this activity. And when he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful in the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And being just that, he saw God at work. Not expected, but definitely God at work. God's ways, as the saying goes, are mysterious. I am sure we have no idea of what we, Dominican women of Akron, Ohio, have gotten into in choosing to become a new congregation with six other Dominican congregations. None of us involved in this new union do. We have no idea what lies ahead. But we have come this far by faith and the grace of God, and we have seen God's hand in it all along. God is so much more than any of us can imagine. God is not just one more entity with whom we relate. This God, our God, is gracious mystery over all, beyond all, in all, through all, and continually working to bring us and all of God's creation to fullness of life. God is violently in love with all God has created and wants to see it flourish and does anything to bring that about. God is the one who holds all of us, our plans, our dreams, our very being, in abundantly capable hands. While the outcome of our own lives and that of our world is not yet known, we can have confidence it is all an adventure held safe in God's large hands and heart. May we pray with Thomas Merton, one of his most famous prayers. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself, and the fact that I think I am, that I am following your will, does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you, and I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may not know anything about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone.